Bye, guys.
Stone. Praise the living Jesus. Let me know anytime the network is not good. Yeah, anytime you plan to hear my voice clearly, let me know. Father, thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for greater things you are going to do very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for your presence in our lives, your power in our lives, your strength in our lives, your healing and health in our lives, your victories and breakthroughs in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the grace to know you and to be called your sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the grace to grow in the knowledge of you. Even the grace to grow strong spiritually, to grow in faith. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for those things you have taught us here on this platform. We thank you for how your teachings have reshaped our lives to look the way it's looking now. Thank you, Lord. We are here this evening to learn more from you. Oh, Lord, speak to us by your Spirit. Help us to have better wisdom, better knowledge, and better understanding of the things in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do beyond our request. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue with our teaching on the Christian's relationship to society. The last time we talked on evangelism and how we should try to relate to the way the people around us think in order to win them to God. But today, we are going to be looking at a topic that says, identify with them by giving your background and credentials. Identify with the people around you by letting them know your background and your credentials. It's also a strategy in winning people to Christ. Yeah, because some of the people around you who have similar background with yours, or would have special interest in people from your background. Yeah, so telling them that you come from this village, you come from this town, this particular city. Yeah. And create interest in their heart to want to listen to you and make friends with you. Yeah. And then telling them about your credentials, your profession, your qualifications, and also viewed special interest in their heart for you. Yeah, I remember when I was in the tertiary institution. Yeah, I belonged to a missionary organization. Yeah, and that missionary organization has a specific assignment. They have received a specific assignment from God to reach out to certain people. Yeah, we have many states in Nigeria. We have many states in Nigeria, but God specifically gave that organization the assignment to reach out to just two states in Nigeria, to reach out to the villages there, the cities there. Yeah, that was the assignment God gave the founder of that organization or association. Yeah. So, and many people who came from those states, I mean, many people whose background is from that state, that is, they are connected to that particular state by bloodline. Yeah, many of those people are part of that mission organization. I don't know if I get to my point. Many of those that are connected, or that were connected to those states, those tribes by blood, many of them are part or were part of that missionary organization. Yeah. So sometimes when we go to that place for missionary work. I mean, when we go to those states, those places in Nigeria for missionary work, those of us who are indigenous, of those communities and towns and villages. Yeah, those of us whose hometowns is from those places, you know, can easily communicate with the people. Sometimes they even communicate in the language of the people in that state. I believe you understand what I'm saying. So, it's an evangelical strategy to identify with people by letting them know your background. Yeah. Especially when those people too, they happen to be from the same background that you came from, or they happen to be from the same hometown you came from. Yeah. It's an evangelical strategy to let them know your background. Yeah. In fact, if you speak the same language they speak, don't hide the fact that you speak their language. Yeah. Talk to them in that language, and they'll be very interested to hear the gospel from your mouth, because they will feel connected with you since you share similar background with them. The same applies to telling the people your credentials, your profession. Yeah, even though some of them might not come from your background, yeah, but they might just have a special interest in you when you tell them your background. Yeah, I pray that the Lord will give us wisdom to win souls for His kingdom in Jesus' name. Now let us look at Acts of the Apostles 21, verse 39. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 21, verse 39. Of the Apostles, chapter 21, verse 39. But Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. In this place, Apostle Paul was saying that number one, he is a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. Now, it was trying to get the Roman officials, because in this place they arrested him because some Jews really want him dead. Yeah, so the entire there was trouble everywhere because of Paul. Trouble among the Jews because of Paul. Some people really want him dead. So the Roman soldiers had to intervene. Yeah, so in this place, they actually did not want him to speak because the people were very angry at him. Perhaps they were even going to throw, perhaps they were throwing stones at him. Yeah, but Paul spoke to those officials in a way that they would not just look at him as an ordinary person. Yeah, so Paul told them that he's from a city that is well respected by the Romans. Yeah, that is from Tarsus. Yeah. When the Romans conquered the nation of Israel, they built some cities. Yeah, and if you happen to be a citizen in that city, yeah, because Paul had Roman citizenship. Yeah, it's just like, though he was a Jew, he was an Israelite. Yeah, but since the Roman government have conquered his Israelite, so since the Roman government have conquered Israel, so they give opportunities for people to change their citizenship or to add another citizenship to their initial citizenship. Yeah, so Paul had the opportunity to have additional citizenship. So apart from him being a Jew, a citizen of Israel, he also got citizenship. He also had Roman citizenship. I don't know if you're getting me clearly. Yeah, he also had Roman citizenship. Yeah, so which they gave him that citizenship from Tarsus, from the city of Tarsus. And usually, the Roman government, they don't joke with their citizens. Yeah, they can release. It's just the way some countries does today. They can release hundreds of soldiers just to rescue one citizen. Maybe they heard that a citizen is one of their citizens is in trouble somewhere. They can release hundreds of their soldiers to go and rescue that one citizen that is going through that. Yeah, so Apostle Paul had Roman citizenship. So he decided to use that right to gain favor with the Roman soldiers. Yeah, so that was why he told them, he said, I'm a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen kind of no mean city. Yeah. So as a citizen, you have the right to defend yourself, a right to speak. So Apostle Paul decided to use that right in this situation. Yeah, and the soldiers allowed him to speak because of that. So my point is that we can make use of our qualifications, our credentials, our profession, professionalism, occupation. We can make use of it for evangelism. Yeah, when you are among people that really have respect for your qualification, and you know that they really have respect for your qualification, you can actually decide to let them know about your qualification. Not because you are trying to be proud, yeah, but just because you want to win their souls to God. Yeah, you can decide to let them know about your profession, what you studied in the university, what you are doing for a living. Yeah, some of them might be interested. Some of them might have the passion to also become like you. They might have that passion in their hearts to also have the kind of qualification that you have. So when you talk about it to them, they can be very much interested in you. Yeah, they might even be asking you, can you help us with job employment? Yeah, maybe you have some opportunities, you have some connections that could get them jobs. And then you know when you studied them, you know they want jobs. So you can just start your conversation with them, or you can just start a relationship with them based on what you know that they need. You know, then what that which they need is something that you can offer. You can just start a relationship with them based on that, and gradually begin to introduce Jesus to them. Yeah. Let us look at another scripture. In Acts of the Apostles 22, verse 3. Acts of the Apostles 22:3. This is Apostle Paul saying the same thing again. Acts of the Apostles 22:3. I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, yeah, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. Yeah, you can see he told them where he came from, and then he told them that he was once like them. He was once zealous toward God like them. And he also told them he was also, I mean, he was taught to keep all the law of the fathers. Yeah, so he told them a lot about his background, especially the fact that he was once like them, once ignorant like they were, once in darkness like they were. Yeah. Before he now begins to talk about the transformation that happened to him. Yeah. Well, one of the best people to win to God. I mean, one of the best people for you to win to God. The people who who are enslaved by the same thing you used to be enslaved by. I don't know if you get me right. One of the people you can easily win to God are those people that used to be enslaved upon by the same darkness that has once captured you. Yeah, by the same thing that has once captured you. Yeah. Those are the, I mean, it will be easy for you to bring those people to Christ. Yeah, because you would easily relate with their situation and let them know that you have been there. And you found nothing good there. And now you are a changed man. Yeah, you are a changed woman. Yeah, and that they should listen to you. Yeah. One of the reasons why God allows us to go through a lot of things we have gone through is because there are some other people out there who are going through the same. Yeah, many people out there going through the same. And they want to hear your own victory story. They want to hear how you came out. Yeah, they want to hear how you came out. How you came out of the darkness that they are currently suffering in. They want to hear your story of how you conquered, how you overcame. So everything God have allowed you to go through, is for the purpose of soul winning. Every unpleasant thing, negative things God have allowed you to go through is for the purpose of soul winning. He wants you to learn through the suffering, the pains, the troubles. God wants you to learn as you go through them. And He wants you to teach others that you will meet in the future, will you hear my phone? Yeah. So don't consider whatever you're going through now don't consider negative things you're going through now as something that shouldn't have happened to you. Yeah, consider it as an opportunity to learn a lot from God. Consider it as an opportunity to be transformed by God into a new person. Yeah, consider it as a privilege to become a powerful evangelist for God's kingdom. Yeah, because your success story, your victory story, shall be a great message that will liberate many lives from the bondage of darkness. Yeah, so be happy with whatever situation God has allowed you to go through. Yeah, because it is part of your training process. I pray that you will be wise to take advantage of the negative situations God allow you to go through. In Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, our topic says, identify with them by giving your background and credentials. Identify with them by giving your background and credentials. Let us also look at Acts chapter 16. And the keeper of the prison told this thing to Paul. The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now, do they thrust us out prisonly? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeant told these words unto the magistrate, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. Yeah, so you can see here that Apostle Paul once again decided to use his right as a Roman citizen even though when they were beating them for doing the work of God, he did not claim his right then. He was happy to be persecuted and beaten for the sake of God's work, for the sake of the kingdom of God. Yeah, because he knew that that was the reason why they were persecuting them. You know, they were persecuting them because they were preachers of the gospel. Yeah, so he did not use that citizen. He didn't use a citizenship right at that point of persecution. Yeah. Why? Because was representing the kingdom of God. Yeah, so he was doing the work of God. So it will be of no use trying to use his right as a citizen at that point. Yeah, because he was standing for the kingdom of God as a citizen of God's kingdom. And he knew that was why they were attacking them. Yeah, but he knew God would create an opportunity for him to get justice. Yeah, because they weren't supposed to attack them and beat them that way. Because they did not even find out what they did wrong. The people just captured Paul and Silas. And then they said, these people, they are troubling the city. They did not do investigation to find out what crime did they commit? What kind of trouble did they cause? Does that trouble violate the law of the Roman government? So those people did not do any investigation. They just captured Paul and Silas and began to beat them. So they were actually being unjustly humiliated. Yeah, unjustly condemned. Yeah, but they did not allow that to bother them. Yeah, they were happy to go through the persecution, the suffering. Yeah, because they know that it is the darkness that is walking in the hearts of men that is their enemies. Yeah, they know who their enemies really is. That their enemies is invisible. That their enemies is not those people, but the darkness, the power of darkness that is working in the hearts of men, in the minds of men, in the emotions of men, controlling the people. So they know who their enemies were. So, and they know it is that darkness that have moved them even to not bother to do any investigation, but to just quickly beat them unjustly and throw them into prison. So they knew that. Yeah, so they did not protest at that point. Yeah, they were trusting that God would create opportunity for them to actually reveal their identities and to reveal why they are why why the actions of those officers and soldiers were wrong. Yeah, so there's a lot to learn from that. Yeah, there's a lot for you to learn from that. And one of the lessons is that as a Christian, you have to be humble and meek, even when you have been unjustly condemned, unjustly humiliated. You should be calm and quiet and humble. Don't react instantly. It is advisable to withdraw into the place of prayer and have conversations with God, even though you know that you have the right to defend yourself and to expose the corruption of those people that are dealing with you unjustly. Sometimes you need to first calm down, pray, and try to understand why God allowed that to happen to you. I'm sure that was what Paul did first. Paul could have shouted at that point that you don't have the right to beat us. We are Romans. And probably they could have decided to stop the beating and give them attention. But somehow he just decided not to talk, and he took the beatings. He decided to not talk, both him and Silas. They took the beatings, the punishment, or yeah, they were publicly humiliated. Yeah. And they did not decide to use their right. Just the way Jesus refused to use his right as the creator. Yeah. And he allowed sinful men to lay their hands on him and slaughter him on the cross. If he were to use his right, all of them, they are dead people. If Jesus were to use his right as the King of Kings to defend himself, all those people, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the chief priests, all of the people in Israel at that time, they are dead. Yeah, he doesn't even need to talk. They'll just start falling down dead, one by one. Yeah, but he decided to withdraw his right. Yeah, and let it happen the way it has happened. He decided to withdraw his right. I'm sure that was what Paul and Silas did. Yeah, because they wanted to understand why that happened. And eventually they did understood why God allowed that to happen to them. If you read the earlier verses in that chapter, Acts chapter 16, if you read the earlier verses, you will see why God allowed that to happen to them. Yeah. Because if Paul and Silas had refused to go into prison by revealing their identities and by telling them that you have no right to imprison a Roman citizen without proper investigation, we wouldn't have heard about this miracle. Because this miracle is a great encouragement to billions of people all over the world as I speak right now. You know about the miracle of how the foundation of the prison was shaken, how there was a great earthquake when Paul and Silas began to praise God. Yeah, the Bible said at the midnight, the foundation of the prison was shaken, and the chains of everyone were loosed. Even the door of the prison were flung open. So that alone is divine justice. Yeah. So if they hadn't allowed themselves to be imprisoned and captured, this story wouldn't have been recorded. That miracle wouldn't have happened. We don't know how many people got saved through that miracle. Yeah. But we know that the keeper of the prison and his family got saved. And perhaps some of the prisoners, or maybe all of the prisoners, also got born again through that miracle. Yeah. So, whenever God allows certain things to happen to us, especially a case where you have been unjustly humiliated, don't react instantly. It is good to pray before you react. Yeah. Because there might be something God wants to bring out, something powerful God wants to bring out of that situation. Yeah. But we saw eventually that Apostle Paul now used his right at the right time. He used his right, and the officers now, you know, start begging them, that please forgive us. We didn't know you guys were citizens. Yeah, please forgive us. And they forgive them. Yeah, they forgive them. Yeah, which some of you might not even forgive. But these men of God, they forgive them, and they left the city. Yeah. So they knew the right time to use their right as citizens. Yeah, I pray that the Lord will give you wisdom. Yeah, in your dealings with others around you. And I pray that you will have that wisdom to disclose your background the time that God can use it to win souls to the people around you. It's not like you should go to everyone around you and start telling them, do you know I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, I'm from so state. No. There's a way the Holy Spirit will lead you. And as you start talking to them about Jesus, you will know when to disclose certain things about yourself. Yeah, because that thing relates to them also. And from there, God would take control and their souls would be saved. Yeah, so I just want to hear you tell them that I've been there. They just want to hear you say that I've been there, and this is what I did. This is how I came out. This is how I overcame. Yeah. Let us also look at the same Acts 22. verse 25 to 28. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the captain, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, yeah. And the chief captain answered, with a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, but I was free born. Yeah. Because at that time, if you say you are a Roman citizen, you get a lot of respect from people, because the Roman government don't just give people citizenship. Yeah, so that chief captain was telling Paul that I paid a lot of money to get my own citizenship, so don't try to joke with me by saying you are a Roman. Yeah, but Paul told him that I was a freeborn. That is, I'm a Roman citizen by birth. So which means Paul's parents were citizens. Yeah. So he said, I'm a freeborn. Yeah. So sometimes, sometimes you can do a lot of exploit through the qualifications God allowed you to have. Yeah, you can use it to do a lot of exploits for God's kingdom. For instance, there are some places that the government of such countries don't welcome anyone that says, I'm a pastor, I'm a missionary. If they hear you say that, they will not give you the visa to come and preach there. Yeah, but if you go there and then you say, I'm a medical doctor, I'm an IT engineer, yeah, I'm a businessman, and I'm going to bring a lot of money into your country, yeah, they would not hesitate to give those, you know, to give you a visa when you say such words. And when they check the documents and confirm that it's true, your statement about who you are, it's true, they will give you visa instantly. Yeah. So sometimes God can take advantage of the qualifications and citizenship status that we have to open doors for his gospel to reach many places in the world. So that is why if you have the opportunity to get some of these qualifications. Get them. You might not know when it would speak for you. You might not know when it will open doors for you. You might not know when it will even help your ministry. Yeah, you might not know. Yeah, I remembered when I was in the nursing school, the point I was going to drop out of the school because I was fed up about many things, which my major concern then was finances. Because my parents could not provide all that I needed in school, so I was kind of discouraged, and I really wanted to end the school by myself. Yeah. Because I felt like, well, I don't think I even need the certificate. I think it's better to just leave this place and go and serve God. Yeah, I just want to go and serve God and do God's work. I don't want to be here. So that was my concern. So I left the school, and everyone was looking for me. Yeah, my roommate was looking for me, and somehow I became popular all of a sudden. Though I'm a very quiet person, or maybe I should say I was a very quiet person, even though I am still quiet. Yeah, I don't have much friends, but somehow they noticed that I wasn't around in the hostels, in the school. The teachers, they noticed. Everyone suddenly noticed that I was not around, and everyone began to look for me, and I didn't left any trace behind. I left without leaving any trace behind, which means I don't want anyone to contact me. I just got fed up about life in school. Not about life generally, but about life in school. Yeah. And I didn't want to have anything to do with school anymore. So I left. So to cut the long story short, somehow they were able to track me. Yeah. They were able to track me to where I ran to. Actually, I ran to God's presence. I ran to a prayer mountain. So somehow they were able to track me, and there's no time to tell you how they were able to track me. Yeah, but the fact remains that God wanted me to have the certificate. Though I felt I don't need it. Yeah, but somehow God wants me to have the certificate. Yeah, maybe for something in the future that I might not know now. I don't know if I get to my point. Yeah, because when they were able to track me, then all the teachers started to contribute money to support me. Because I told them that I left because I don't have the finances to continue. But they said I should have told them. Why did I run away from school? So eventually, all the lecturers contributed money to support me till I was able to complete my studies. Yeah. So my point is that if God has been putting in your mind to get some educational qualifications or educational certification, don't hesitate to get it. You might not know when it will be useful for you. It might not be useful now, but it might be useful very soon. You don't know. Maybe you would even need it at the time in your ministry. Yeah, because this Roman citizenship really rescued Apostle Paul a lot. Yeah. He was able to come out of a lot of mess because of that citizenship. So God had plans when he allowed him to be born in that city. Yeah, so I think Paul got that citizenship through birth because he was born in that city. I don't think his parents were Roman citizen. I might need to do more research. I think it was because he was actually born in one of the Roman cities the Romans have claimed for themselves. Yeah. So God had plans for allowing him to be born in that place, to get citizenship by birth. God knew that a time will come in the future where that citizenship status would help him a lot in his calling. So let us, as Christians, take advantage of every opportunity God has given to us at the moment. Yeah, because it will be very useful for you in the future. Yeah, some of you, you are in a country and you don't even have a passport of that country. I mean, you are in your country and you don't even have a passport of that country. Yeah, so if you feel you don't need that passport, what if you might need it very soon? Yeah, if you feel presently you don't need a passport, what if you might need it very soon? Yeah, so let us learn to make use of every opportunity God has positioned here on earth to equip ourselves for the journey of destiny, for the journey of calling, for the journey of ministry. Because some of those opportunities, if you don't grab them now, you might not have the time. Or maybe I should say, you might not have those opportunities anymore if you miss them now, if you don't make use of them now. You might not have the opportunity anymore. Yeah, so this is where I'm going to stop. Don't forget, the topic says identify with them by giving your background and credentials. Identify with people around you, people in your society, people everywhere. Yeah. Identify with them by letting them know your background and credentials, especially when that disclosure is very, very important to their souls into God's kingdom, or to make a way for the gospel in the environment, in that environment or location. May the Lord give you wisdom and understanding concerning these things in Jesus' name. And I pray for as many of you who are already surrounded by a lot of opportunities. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to grab as many opportunities that your calling and destiny need at this time. In Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have questions, you can ask on our Telegram platform. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for everything you have exposed to us. Thank you for showing us that the reason why you have allowed us to have the background we have and the credentials we have is because you can need them. You can use them for your gospel. I pray, O Lord, that you give everyone here that wisdom to make use of everything you have allowed them to gain in this world for the success of your gospel in the earth, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you'll be wise enough to consider whatever you're going through now as an opportunity to learn a lot from God, so that by the time you would have come out of those situations, you will be able to help others come out of the same. I pray that you will be wise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.